I don't get it, Hiram was saying now. How can it have taken until 2033 to find the Wormwood, an object 400 kilometers across? I know it's out beyond Uranus, but still...
It's extremely dark and slow-moving, said Kate. It is apparently a comet, but much bigger than any comet known. We don't know where it came from. Perhaps there's a cloud of such objects out there, somewhere beyond Neptune. And nobody was especially looking that way anyhow. Even Space Guard concentrates on near-Earth space, the objects which are likely to hit us in the near future. The Wormwood was found by a network of sky-gazing amateurs.
Hmm, said Hiram. And now it's on its way here.
Yes, in 500 years.
Bobby waved a strong, manicured hand.
But that's so far ahead. There must be contingency plans.
What contingency plans? Bobby, the Wormwood is a giant. We don't know any way to push the damn thing away, even in principle. And when that rock falls, there will be nowhere to hide.
We don't know any way, Bobby said dryly.
I mean the astronomers.
The way you were talking, I'd almost imagined you discovered it yourself.
He was needling her, responding to her earlier probing.
It's so easy to mix up one's own achievement with that of the people one relies on, isn't it?
Hiram was cackling.
I can tell you kids are getting on just fine, if you care enough to argue. And you, of course, Ms. Manzoni, think the people have a right to know that the world is going to end in 500 years?
Don't you?
Bobby said,
And you've no concern for the consequences, the suicides, the leap in abortion rates, the abandonment of various environment conservation projects?
I brought the bad news, she said tensely. I didn't bring the Wormwood. Look, if we aren't informed, we can't act, for better or ill. We can't take responsibility for ourselves in whatever time we have left. Not that our options are promising. Probably the best we can do is send a handful of people off to somewhere safer, the moon or Mars or an asteroid. Even that isn't guaranteed to save the species unless we can establish a breeding population. And, she said heavily, those who do escape will no doubt be those who govern us and their offspring, unless we shake off our electronic anesthesia.
Hiram pushed his chair back and roared with laughter.
Electronic anesthesia, how true that is. As long as I'm selling the anesthetics, of course.
He looked at her directly.
I like you, Ms. Manzoni.
Liar.
Thank you.
Why are you here?
There was a long silence.
You invited me.
6 months and 7 days ago. Why now? Are you working for my rivals?
No.
She bristled at that.
I'm a freelance.
He nodded.
Nevertheless, there is something you want here. A story, of course. The Wormwood is already receding into your past, and you need fresh triumphs, a new scoop. That's what people like you live on, don't you, Ms. Manzoni? But what can it be? Nothing personal, surely. There's little about me that is not in the public record.
She said carefully.
Oh, I dare say there are a few items.
She took a breath.
The truth is, I heard you have a new project, a new wormhole application, far beyond the simple data pipes which...
You came here grubbing for facts, said Hiram.
Come on, Hiram. The whole world is getting wired up with your wormholes. If I could scoop the rest...
But you know nothing.
She bridled.
I'll show you what I know. You were born Hirdamani Patel. Before you were born, your father's family were forced to flee Uganda. Ethnic cleansing, right?
Hiram glared.
This is public knowledge. In Uganda, my father was a bank manager. In Norfolk, he drove buses, as nobody would recognize his qualifications.
You weren't happy in England, Kate bulldozed on. You found yourself unable to overcome barriers of race and class, so you left for America. You dumped your given name, adopted an anglicized version. You have become known as something of a role model for Asians in America, and yet you cut yourself off from your ethnic origins. Each of your wives has been a WASP.
Bobby looked startled.
Wives?
Dad, family is everything to you,
Kate said evenly, compelling their attention.
You're trying to establish a dynasty, it seems, through Bobby here. Perhaps it's because you abandoned your own family, your own father, back in England.
Ah! Hiram clapped his hands, forcing a smile. I wondered how long it would be before Papa Sigmund joined us at the table. So that is your story. Hiram Patterson is building our world because he's guilty about his father.